gives me great pleasure to introduce our very first speaker, our very own Anthony.
My name is Anthony and I'm an alcoholic.
Amen.
And I don't have a lot of time to tell you about myself, but so you can get to know me a little bit better. I was born in 1981 and a bunch of stuff happened and I decided the other milestone when I was 8, tried to commit suicide a bunch of times. And then some more stuff happened. And when I was 15, I started my drinking career, drinking for the feel of it. And then more stuff happened. I joined the Army when I was 20. I turned 21 in basic training. I drank the night before and graduated drunk. Turned 21 in Iraq. Had a bunch of people shoot at me and I shot at people and people died. I'm still here. Got back and then I got married in 2005. And then I went back to Iraq, got shot at some more and blown up a bunch of times. Came back and I got out of the military. And then in 2008, a bunch of doctors decided that it would be a good idea to label me 100% disabled and unemployable. I have a whole bunch of issues going on there that I can't go into at this moment. Later on that year in 2008, my wife had our daughter, my first wife, gave birth to our daughter there. And then I became a recluse, a shut-in, until the year 2017, where it occurred to me to be a good idea to go to the VA and ask for help with my problem. And they promptly sent me to Lompoc over to the Champion Center, where miracles took place. And I don't really have time to elaborate on exactly what happened there either, except that I got my freedom back. I got my freedom and I got my emotions back. And life was still unmanageable and I was ruled by fear. I was so afraid, but I was turned on to the fact that I have help in Alcoholics Anonymous. And while I was there, the Santa Maria panel came in, and in walked Kevin Golden and Lee Carroll and Nate Dogg, and another guy, I can't remember his name. But I needed a sponsor, and I needed one as soon as possible because I was leaving the Champion Center. So I identified with Kevin Golden. You know, he's this big, burly, bald guy with tattoos, had military experience, liked heavy metal, and had, you know, a good view of the 12 steps from my position. And when I got out of the Champion Center, I tracked him down right there. I cornered him, and I asked him to be my sponsor. And he reluctantly said yes. We'll go into detail on that some other time. And we started working the steps. Now, the other thing that happened while I was in the Champion Center, before I move on, is that I found my sensei. I found a guy to teach me martial arts. I had, you know, previous martial arts training and a lot of stuff in the military, and I wanted to continue that. And so I tracked him down as well and started learning from him. So as I was making my groundwork in Alcoholics Anonymous, I was also venturing off and doing martial arts at the same time. The martial arts kept me going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at from 6 to 9 o'clock. My sponsor liked doing meetings from 6 to 7 or 7 to 8 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So this conflicted. So I went ahead and gave up my Wednesday. You know, I figured that would be enough, and every Wednesday him and I would get together and he'd drive us down to Santa Barbara and we'd go visit the junkyard dogs. And this went on for a while. I maybe saw him in a couple other meetings, but not so much throughout the week. And you know, I was supposed to call him all the time. And we'd get together that one week and we'd go over some step work as I'm driving down there. We'd have some dinner, we'd talk some more, and then on the way back. So we had a lot of time together on that day. And he walked me through a bunch of problems. You see, in 2017, my wife started cheating on me. And then she divorced me and I left the house, and we had I think she was my our daughter was 9 years old at this time, and I was able to stay sober through all of it. You know, the half measures that I was doing, which I thought was like all in, I thought I was all in, but it was like half measures or a quarter, actually, if I think about it, because I wasn't really talking to people either. I wasn't showing up to meetings on time, or early, I should say. On time is 15 minutes early to me now. And I wasn't staying late, and I wasn't really getting to know anybody, really. But the work that I did do allowed, you know, wonderful miracles to happen in my life. You know, I started getting freedom again. I started being able to go places again. I attracted a normal woman that works on Vandenberg firing rockets. She's a safety engineer, and she saw something in me. This guy that was just in the dark for so many years, you know, no one wanted to be around. I didn't want to be around anybody. All of a sudden, you know, I attracted this wonderful person. And, you know, so I got involved. So I got martial arts going on that I'm loving. I got, you know, a new wife that, you know, that I'm loving. I got this, all this stuff. But I got up to the 12th step and I balked, as they say. I didn't want to work with others. And, you know, my sponsor was like, you got to work with others. You got to give this stuff back, you know, and started throwing all these things at me, all these things, you know, don't be an AA thief, you know, or crept up into my mind. And, I did not want to give out my phone numbers, and get phone numbers. And I stopped calling my sponsor in my third year, and I definitely didn't call him in my fourth year. You know, the pandemic happened. It was 2020, so it was easy for me to fall off this way. And I had not done the groundwork. I had not had a good, you know, network of interpersonal relationships. So it was easy for me to just disappear, and no one really noticed. So a couple months ago, with me, I got mental illnesses too. I like to hurt myself when things get really bad, and I put myself in hospitals. And I almost jumped out of a car a couple months ago. My wife thought it was a good idea to pull over and let me out, and I did. And I promptly went to my mom's house, and the next day I started going to 20 meetings a week. And I did 20 meetings a week for a month and a half. And I looked for a new sponsor. And this time, I still had the fear, but I paused. I had the ability to pause and look for consistency. And in that month, I saw Lee, one of the guys that came in on the panel that I had thought, you know, could be a potential sponsor. And I watched him, and I watched how he talked to people, and I watched how he worked with others, you know. And I thought one day after the men's stag, Wednesday men's stag, I decided to ask him to be my sponsor. And now I started putting in the groundwork that I needed to at the beginning, and I started talking to people, you know, because that whole month, you know, I did 80 meetings that month, 80 meetings in a month. And I got to know a whole bunch of people. I started showing up, and I just hung out here. I didn't know what to do. I was so depressed. I was finally desperate enough to talk to people and to listen to other people. And through listening to other people and getting to know other people, I got out of my own head. And I started worrying about other people, you know. And I started talking to the newcomer. And I became a sponsor. You know, and now I have a sponsee who's working on his third step right now, and he's got a job that he's working on, and he's doing his best to stay true to the program, and it's focused my mind to problem solving and being a part of. So now, hopefully, with this continued groundwork that I've put in, I want to continue on it because it feels amazing. It's amazing stuff. And my hopes is that when life gets hard again, I'm pretty sure life's going to get hard again. I know my situation right now is hard enough. I'm looking for a new place to live. I'm not with my wife right now. It doesn't look like I'm going to be going back to her. As hard as this is, I know it can always get worse. Everything always gets worse. It can always get worse. Not that it does, but it can. That potential. And I believe this is going to keep me safe and moving forward. I'm having a wonderful time getting to know each and every one of you. I'm having a wonderful time living as best as I can. I'm learning more about inventory than I've ever done before. I got a whole new layer of what to do. I meet with my sponsor once a week, every Monday, and we talk for a good 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes about the situation, what's going on in my life. And it's going well. I also go to mental health therapy Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 3 hours in an intensive outpatient therapy. Underlined intensive, because this stuff goes into PTSD, and it's also geared towards substance abuse and recovery as well. And I had to back off from the 20 meetings a month, actually. And but I'm doing things like I wrote down my schedule. That's how I found out that I was doing 20 meetings a month, you know. And then I stopped doing. I know I cut down on the meetings because I stopped going to a bunch of the morning meetings and some of the afternoon meetings. You don't see me at it anymore. So I had to rewrite it. Now I'm doing about 11 meetings a week. With some, and those are the meetings that I don't miss. I got about 11 of them that I don't miss, and I like how things are going. You know, I have some time to accomplish some of my hobbies. I play bass guitar and whatnot, and try to keep myself as busy as much as possible, because, man, sitting down, and I haven't had a job since 2007. My job is to stay sober, I found, you know, and that's what I was saying when I first got sober. My primary purpose is to stay sober and help other people. And you know, somewhere along the way, I forgot that, and I needed a rededication. You know, and reinvent myself on how I do these things. Lots of air in the room. I thought it was going to be over now. All right. So I went for 10 minutes, and I didn't have more than 10 minutes on that. I'm learning inventory. I'm learning how to... because my thing is I didn't have the ability to balance life, my personal life and AA life. You know, I was putting my personal, well, it's all personal, but my alternative goals first before Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, if I'm gonna drive home anything, it's that that I need to be in Alcoholics Anonymous first and foremost, and then stack stuff on top of that to keep going. And I'm looking at my sponsor, and I'm just amazed how he has AA involved in his life. I mean, the guy got married, and then the next day he was doing inventory work with me. That's something that I'd never thought of doing before. Of the, you know, how important this program is to continue on. And you know, I didn't see that, because I didn't look for it, really. I didn't want to. I wanted to go off and do my own thing, you know. And I thought I was going to be all right. I really did, you know. But you know, life showed me otherwise, and now I am where I am. And I need to learn that balance of you know, AA and my other life. 'Cause I just have a problem with it. I want to do other stuff. I want to sit all day and play my guitar. I want to practice martial arts. I want to, you know, I have a whole bunch of things to do. Is that time?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm done. I thought there was going to be a time adjustment, but it's going to be quiet.
Thanks, Anthony.
Good job, Anthony. Good job.
All right, can we get another round of applause for Anthony?